We're up to Shabbos Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Beis 12:2. It's a whole new topic. We were discussing binyan before construction. There we said there was no shiur. So now we're going to talk about choresh. Choresh is literally plowing. It's one of the av malachas, of course. And the principle, as we said before, is to improve ground to make more arable, so things will grow better in the ground. So choresh is the av, but anything that meets that of improving the ground to make it more plantable or to be more fertile, to produce better produce, etc., would be a toldah of choresh. It's coming here because two reasons suggest. So the first is that choresh is kind of like the flip side of boneh, in as much as boneh is building something up from the ground up, filling in holes and then filling things above the ground, structures, etc., whereas choresh is digging into the ground and making a hole in the ground. A second possibility, or an additional possibility, is that the same way binyan has no shiur, any tiny amount of improvement to your structure is considered to be bona midoraisa, so too when it comes to choresh, even making the tiniest hole in the ground, since that could take a single seed, like of a pumpkin or something, so therefore there's no shiur for choresh, and therefore they're sort of analogous, and therefore they go together. So the Mishnah will talk about choresh, and according to the Rambam, it will be the first part of the Mishnah will be discussing all different types of toldos of choresh, but the Bar Tanura learns, like many others, that we're actually talking about a number of different malachas here. So let's see inside. First it says, ha-choresh, kolshu, if one actually plows even the smallest amount of the ground, or ha-manake, so we'll say this, that will be kolshu chayev, regardless of the amount that he, the size of the hole that he digs, he'll be chayev. Same goes with ha-manakesh. If one is, now nikush means like weeding. So that would mean that you're weeding, if it's going to be a told of choresh, it would mean that you're weeding the ground so that you can, the ground and will be more ready to plant. You have more space to plant and an area to plant, etc. Others learn, including the Bar Tanura, here that his first pshat is that you're weeding so that the things that are growing, that you aren't pulling out of the ground will grow better. If you're weeding so that the existing plants will grow better, that actually is not a tolda of choresh. That would be a tolda of zorea, of planting, because zorea, which is the av malacha, is to put a seed in the ground, but the tolda would be anytime you're facilitating the growth of a plant. So nikush, weeding so that the plants will grow better, actually be a tolda of zorea as opposed to choresh. In other words, although it is a machlokas, what the Mishnah is talking about here, there really is no machlokas. Everyone would agree. If your intention to when you're weeding is to make the ground more arable and plantable and make space, that's all choresh territory. If you're weeding to facilitate or improve the growth of what's existing already in the ground, that would be a tolda of zorea. As well, the Mishnah continues, v'mekarsem. Mekarsem is cutting away live branches from a tree, so that would be called pruning in English, presumably. So again, if you're doing it to facilitate the growth of the tree, to improve the tree's growth, so then that will be a tolda of zorea once again. Rambam will learn here, again, you're removing tree material so the ground can be planted, and therefore you'd be back in choresh. And ha-mizared. Mizared, according to the Bar Tanura, is the removal of live, moist, you know, branches as opposed to dead branches from the tree. That being the case, it's also a type of pruning. And that also would be a tolda of zorea, because you're facilitating and helping the plants to grow better. The Rambam, again, would have you removing things to make the ground being plantable. In all those cases, kolshu, no matter how much you are choresh, or menakesh, or mekarsim, or mazared, how much you plow, or weed, or prune, any amount will be chayev, achatas, because any amount facilitates, whether it's zorea or choresh, it makes it, it's a material change and useful in any amount, and therefore you'll be chayev for it. The Mishnah continues to say now, ha-malaket asavim, malaket eitzim. The first case is if you want, it's collecting wood. So then now it depends. Are you collecting wood so that you can help from the ground to allow what's growing in the ground to grow better? So, or to let the ground be able to be plantable? In those cases, kol shehein, any amount would be liable. The smallest amount of wood you collect and would be already the threshold of culpability, because whether it's for zorea or choresh, again, any amount is useful because you can plant one extra seed. Now, im lehesek, if your kavana when you collect this wood is not to facilitate plant growth or improve the ground, but rather you need firewood for kindling, like in your oven, so then the requisite amount would be the amount of wood that you could use to cook a scrambled chicken egg. And in fact, according to the Bartanura, it's not even a whole chicken egg, just a grogeris, a dried figs quantity of chicken egg, scrambled eggs. So that's it. Kedei levashel beitz akala literally means in order to cook an easy egg. The idea easy here meaning the easiest of eggs to cook, which is the chicken egg. And we're going to eat it as a beitz trufa, as a scrambled egg with oil, etc. Hamalakit asavin. Now, if you're collecting grass, so the same idea applies. Imlasaken, if your intention is to improve, meaning you're removing grass from the ground so the ground can be planted or plantable, etc. So then you're back in Choresh territory, etc., like before. And then kolshu, any amount of grass you remove would be already, you'd be culpable, liable for achatas because it's significant. Imlabahema, if you're collecting the grass to feed to your animals, so then the amount that you'd be chayav for is a mouthful of the kind of animal who would be able to benefit from the smallest amount of grass. In that case, the Mishnah here says, kemelo fi hagadi, one mouthful for a gadi. A gadi is a baby goat, that's a kid. The idea is that that's the smallest of the livestock which eat grass, meaning, of course, chickens, etc., are smaller, but chickens don't eat grass. But the kid does, and therefore one mouthful for a kid would be enough to make you chayav if your intention when you're getting that grass is to use it as fodder for your livestock.